This is All Things Psychic, a weekly podcast with two psychic mediums where we answer your questions and share our experiences about all things psychic. Send your questions to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at allthingspsychicofficial.
Yay! Everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of All Things Psychic. Today is
New Moon.
New Moon in Aries.
Yep.
This is such a great time. This is the New Moon in Aries 2021 is all about taking our power back. So we thought it'd be nice if we, Angelina's going to pull some cards for the collective.
Yeah.
And kind of see what that looks like. And yeah, we're just going to talk about a little bit about the Aries new moon and how it can benefit you and how you can use the moon's energy to express feelings or, you know, give yourself some support. I think new moons are an interesting time. You know, it's always one to like plant seeds and set intentions. And there's really no wrong way to do this.
Well, definitely.
But what's a right way?
What is a right way? Well, okay, definitely everyone needs to go create an altar, a new altar tonight. So clear out your old one.
Okay.
And I always say, like, go outside and find things like flowers or, you know, pine cones or anything on the ground that you can bring inside to help bring that earth energy. I mean, that's what I do. I walk around and like pick up things off the ground and bring them in. And then just, you know, create a new altar and get a piece of paper and write your intentions in gratitude of everything you want to happen coming up on the full moon. So by the full moon, everything on your list should manifest.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Okay. That's a great right way.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to redo mine tonight and I was going to take pictures of it and post it. So. And Julie.
I will. You know, I will change up my altar. I know. So I'm looking at my altar now. And I have that little drawer and I put intentions in it. And some of my intentions have already, I mean, they worked. I put, thank you so much for a vaccine coming my way. I got my first vaccine shot. Thank you for my home. I'm purchasing.
Oh my God.
The most darling, enchanting townhome.
Totally enchanting.
It looks somewhat like a French convent and the whole building and the grounds. And this is something I've been manifesting a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And you know, one thing that I've realized about manifesting, it's not just like having like wish upon a star, you know, it's like you taking the steps, there's action steps in manifesting. And one of those action steps is continuing your gratitude list.
Right. You know, I'll say I did learn that from you when we, you know, first started hanging out. I wasn't including all the gratitude in there. And you do have to ask with gratitude. And then the other day I was looking at some of Dolores Cannon's work, and there's recordings of her out there. And one thing, she was talking about manifesting, and it really stuck out to me. She said that part of our purpose on Earth here is to understand that we manipulate energy, which is in the form of manifestation, and that we want things and we need things, but that is not how you get things. You have things, like you own them. You already have them. Like that is the law of attraction. Like I have this, not a want or a need. And living in that state of gratitude, like I own this, I'm pulling this to me. So that was really cool because last week I was in a lot of like places of need and want. And so tonight, when I make my altar and set my intentions, I am going to say thank you for bringing me this, for giving me this. Thank you for letting me own all the things that I'm looking for. So that's a good thing that we can all do. So everybody, well, that's your homework.
And when you have, you know, when you have gratitude, when you're writing that down, do you wholeheartedly believe?
Well, that's the thing. You have to. That's how you manifest. That's how you create the energy and draw it to you.
So maybe you start with something that you automatically believe, like thank you for, you know, my strong legs that get me around or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh yeah, that's something that's super obvious. Or
I do things like that. Like, okay, I'll just be totally honest. I'm looking for another job and I want to work at this company. So I say, I'm constantly saying to myself, I love working at this company. I love it, you know, and I can see it. And that's an idea of manifesting it. Like owning that you are living it.
Yes. Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah.
It's really honoring your personal truth.
Yeah.
You know, like, no one else has to believe that you're going to get it.
Right. Exactly.
It's like, you know, so I think sometimes we're so afraid of our own power, we can self-sabotage and come up with or hearing all the either the familial
the
tapes
or the feedback that everyone will give you. That's really interesting.
Or the feedback that you've been told all your life.
Right.
Like, so then we don't shine as brightly as our potential.
That's really interesting because I'm sure you have too, but I've manifested a lot of things in my life and I always feel silly telling people about, you know, what I want or what things I dream about, because it's so easy for someone just to put you down or say, have you ever thought about, you know, XYZ that can poke holes in all of that or something.
Yeah.
So I am very secretive about the things that I want to manifest because that's the way that they happen for me. So I don't share. Like, I purposely don't share. It's not that I don't engage with people, but I do. But, you know, if you run around, like, telling people things that haven't happened yet, I think, I don't know, maybe everyone's not ready for that.
Well, but when we don't give them a chance, then the answer will always be no.
Right.
So, I don't know. I let people, you know, tell me your dreams. Like, we're not dreaming big enough. Like, dream big. If I told you years ago, like, oh, this is where I'm going to be living.
Yeah.
I'm going to be living in this enchanted little area that is just so darling.
You know? It is like a vortex.
And it's like,
it's
huh,
like, what
I don't
is
see,
going on? It's
I don't
so
see
cute.
How that is going to happen, but I, you know, it's like, oh, you don't have to know how it's going to happen. And I don't have to know how it's going to happen. I know that I'm meant to be there.
Yeah.
I know that I'm meant to be there. And believe me, so many roadblocks. And every time a roadblock has come up, I try to rise above and be like, oh, my highest self is like, you've got this. Don't worry about that low vibration or that dense vibration.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah, your vibration.
You're taken care of because we're not meant to live small and we're not meant to live, you know, with a dim light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so this new moon is about taking your power back and also to, you know, reflecting on the foundation of your self-worth, the value systems, our value systems, our beliefs, and our priorities. So... that's a little bit about what's going to be happening with this full moon. You know, stuff comes up, especially when Pluto gets involved.
Uh-oh. Pluto alert.
I know. You know what? People are like, oh, Mercury's in retrograde. I'm like, yeah, but you know about Pluto? you know, some of that Pluto's coming through.
Okay, and I wanted to mention too, there's a book that's really good. I'll post on Instagram about it, but it's called You Were Born for This, and it's by, I'm going to massacre her name, Kiani. It's Kiani, I think. I don't know. Kiani Nicholas. But she has this book on astrology, and I've always wanted
to... So it's C-H-A-N-I.
C-H-A-N-I.
Okay.
Nicholas. And I'll post it. But she has it's like a self-tutorial on your birth chart, and you walk through the whole thing and fill out, you know, everything, your ascending sign. It starts with your birthday, and then it takes you through the entire process of your birth chart, and it's amazing, and I love it. And I've always wanted to learn astrology from top to bottom, and this book is so palatable. It really gave me a divine understanding of my birth chart. So anyway, and she also has, like, you know, horoscopes and information on the new moon. So I love her, and you guys have to go get her book or look at it. Okay, anyway, had to say that.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to pull cards for the collective.
Yes.
New moon. Okay, so what I'm getting is don't let the small things get in the way of your vision. So I can see some roadblocks coming up for people, and you just need to dodge them and not let them debilitate you.
Mm.
And you will shine through from the inside out.
Oh, just that.
That's it. That's all I've got for the collective.
When you were saying about, you know, like a... so say it again, because I heard roadblocks. Was I not listening?
You, Julie?
Go ahead.
I was just saying, like, it looks like people are going to be thrown a lot of obstacles.
Okay.
But it's basically like, don't sweat the small stuff. And... dodge, avoid, and you will be able to create everything you need to create.
Perfect.
Okay.
What I would add to that is when roadblocks come up, they can bring up discomfort. Mm-hmm. Because I'll speak for myself. You know, then I question myself. And you know, each of those roadblocks, you can go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Or... the other option is use them as fuel to motivate you to improve your reality.
Yeah.
I think the key thing about roadblocks is really taking the blindfold off and looking at them square in the eye.
Yeah.
See them for what they are. If we have our eyes shut and we use our imagination to think about what that roadblock is, it's going to be a huge, scary monster. Yeah. And then we open it up and we open our eyes and we're like looking at it squarely and it's like, oh.
Yeah, that's so
true. Even if we have to be patient while the answer presents itself to us,
mm-hmm.
you know, get in gratitude. Your action step is to get in gratitude, to remember your self-worth, to go through, you know.
That's really funny that you said that, because I've had some scary things I've had to look at last week, like, you know, little personal embarrassing things, and sometimes you feel like you can't recover from those things just with your thoughts in your head, like, why did I do that? Or you know, is this self-sabotage? But when you have the time to sit there and process all those roadblocks or self-sabotaging moves, you see that they are really nothing in your way.
Yeah, but opportunities. If you can see them as opportunities, as a way to, you know, change the way you feel with difficult feelings, or how you deal with difficult feelings when they come up. It's just kind of, it's about slowing the roll of your reactions and your impulsiveness with your reactions when you see roadblocks coming up with this new moon. Because it can stop us. I would imagine it stops us from dreaming big.
Yeah. I like the dreaming big for sure. I'm a proponent of that. I don't think we're dreaming big enough.
Not at all. There's that's part of, you know, the self-destructive tendencies because they block us from fully shining. And yeah, we have so much opportunity on an authentic level to, you know, get right with the relationship with ourselves rather than let other people tell us
how it's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. What right looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That
we're aligning
really speaks to me. That's like my whole week was so weird like that. Ugh. But
aligning our actions and ideals is another piece that comes up and is supported during this new moon.
I love it.
I think it's, yeah, it's kind of, it's like called integrity. You know, growth and, you know, emotional maturity, no one signs up for that.
It's painful,
right? It's painful. We are born to avoid pain. I mean, like we avoid pain at all cost.
So true. And
even if that pain is looking at something that's painful, you know, processing something that's painful, and so we quickly tend to go to comfort. It's good to do things that are hard once in a while because we remember how resilient we are.
Yeah.
How adaptable we are, and what support we're receiving. Okay, not to get so all preachy. True. Does that sound super preachy?
No.
Yes. Invest your energy into something that inspires you. And something that you wholeheartedly believe in. And even if other people don't believe in it, that's where you get to own it.
Yep, exactly.
So just a little shorty today.
Shorty but goody.
Happy new moon.
Don't forget to go outside and pick up things off the ground that are beautiful to you and put them on your altar.
Yes. Take your power back.
And send us pictures of your altar on this new moon. Send it to allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
And also, as per usual, if you have any questions that we can answer, we love doing that for you. So email us with your questions and we'll answer it.
All right. Beautiful.
Yay.
All right. Keep your vibration high.
High.